I'm here with Sabil and Mehdi, who are both came here to register today at the INS building. And I mean, obviously, there's a huge showing of people that are out protesting the fact that they have to register in general. What are you guys' thoughts about this protest and the show of people that have come out today?
About the protest? It's not enough. There's not enough people. It's kind of circus. It should be more people here. I think that all the American people say that they are concerned, but we can see here that they are not. They are concerned only about money. Everybody's working. Instead of that, they should stop working and come right here to protest. So it's a kind of hypocrisy.
Why should they be here to protest?
If they really don't agree about that, about this, and there's a lot of people that don't agree about what's happening now, about this registration, about those detentions. I mean,
Mehdi, why is it wrong? Why? I mean, because, you know, if it doesn't matter if they believe it or not. I mean, this is wrong. Why? Tell people why this is wrong.
Why this is wrong? First, I'm not a terrorist. I don't want to be identified to terrorists. And I don't want to be treated like a terrorist. I'm a man. I have human rights. I'm the country who's supposed to be the country of freedom, the freedom land, and it's not. So what's wrong? Maybe there's something wrong with the administration. Maybe not with the American Constitution, but because it's a constitution of freedom. Something wrong with the administration. And I'm sorry to say that the American people were wrong to vote for the wrong person.
I would agree with that. Mehdi, what country are you from and why did you come to America?
I'm from Tunisia. I came here to study. I'm going to school. And I don't really want to finish school. I think that I'm going back to my country next week. They will respect me. I have an honor. And I'll have my rights. Here I have nothing. You know, apparently I have all the rights, but I don't. That's why I'm here now. I'm going to get registered, fingerprinted. They're going to get my picture as a criminal. Now everybody get up. They got a picture for everybody, but at the DMV. I got mine already at the DMV. I got a fingerprint at the DMV. So you want to check it? Go to the DMV. Why? Why do I have to come here to the INS? It's stupid. Stupid and against the human rights, and they are treating people like, I'm sorry for the word, but like shit, you know. They knew that they are illegal. They knew that all the people they gave visas, you know, like 10 years ago, I don't know, the last 10 years, they knew that those people were come here and they're gonna stay illegally and they're gonna do the shitty work. The shitty work, they do all the shitty work, like Mexican, Brazilian, all the South American people. We came after them and people from my country and from all the Arab world are doing the shitty work. And, you know, just do the shitty work and shut your mouth. And that's it. And when we need you, we're gonna
call you to the INS building.
Huh?
Call you to the INS building.
Sorry?
To register. When we need you, we'll have you come register.
Yeah, we'll have you come register, and that's it. You don't have to argue, you don't have to say anything, you have no rights, anything. Everything, apparently, the procedure is legal, you know, but it's against the American Constitution. I don't really know the American Constitution, but there is only one word, and even George W. Bush says it every time. It's the freedom land of freedom. And it's not. What's up? I mean, what's happening? What's wrong, man? If you're not competent enough, come on, let somebody else work. Let somebody else do the work honestly and respect, but with respect. You have to respect people, not to detain them, you know. They said, you have to come register, and if you don't come, you will be in trouble. And anyway, you will be in trouble. Even if you register, there is a lot of people here in the fourth floor, I don't know which floor. They are being interviewed, and maybe they're going to be in jail for something, you know, there is a lot of people here illegal, and all of them are not tourists. Nobody of them is terrorist here. And if 9/11 happened, that's because there is incompetent people who are working here in the CIA and the FBI. They didn't do their job. That's why. It's not the fault of the people who are living here. I mean, critique yourself before, you know? See what's going on, see what you have, what you did, the mistakes you did, and then...
Sabil, what do you think about this whole process?
Well, it's exactly like my friend Mehdi said. It's totally irrelevant to have this law passes in the country of freedom with everybody against it. And it's against the human rights, against the constitutional law, and that's what a lot of people today, and I really appreciate that, they're really concerned. They came here to protest this law, even though they don't have to do that, but they came anyway. They're protesting, and I see a lot of people, mostly Caucasian, which is very, very nice. And I hope the administration will change these rules, because I'm feeling that this is exactly like the World War II with the Japanese encampment. And a lot of people get detained. The INS don't give names about those people who get detained, don't give numbers. And I hope this will end. This is like a nightmare, especially in a country that fight all over the world for the freedom of the countries, of the minorities. And I think he's planning for war, not for freedom or not for homeland security. He wanna erase every Arabic terrorist from the country just when so he can get involved in a war against Iraq and a war against Pakistan and a war against North Korea or wherever. He won't get any.
Why do you think he wants to go to war with those countries?
Well, I guess this is a mission that his father starts on the 1991, and he exactly wanna finish it. He wanna prove that the United States is invincible, which everybody knows, but he want to prove it again. He want to kill lives. He want to... I know a lot of people who their wives, like this lady right here, you know, she's been waiting for a court hearing for 3 days. They don't even scheduled a hearing. And the guy is married to an American citizen, but they detained him anyway.
Your husband's been inside for 3 days?
I'm sorry?
Your husband has been inside for 3 days?
Yes. He was detained on the 8th. For overstaying his student visa. due to medical reasons, he hasn't been able to go back since September. He had proof, everything, and they still detained him.
And he's married.
He's married, and they have a student visa that he missed. He missed a few days just because he had an operation on his kidney. So they detained him.
My God, when I was in school, I didn't even go. I would skip class all the time, and I didn't have a kidney disorder. That's incredible. So what information have they given you to kind of justify, you know, giving you any information about when he's getting out? Like, what are your resources?
Oh, well, I thought he was going to get out. We had been in there in the INS building for 15 hours waiting. And at the last minute, we were in there from 8:30 until 11:30 at night. And at the last minute, the supervisors decided to hold him and detain him. The officers that interviewed him said that, you know, we want him to walk, he's okay, but supervisors were fighting on whether to let him go or to have him stay here.
But you're still waiting.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. I have a bail hearing. He has had bail. It's $5,000.
$5,000 for a student who's married.
I think that the administration is trying to stimulate the economy by collecting all those bails, because everybody's gonna bail. Is gonna bail their friends, their husbands or their wives. So it's totally either about racism or about stimulating the economy, because there is no other point of passing this law in the United States on 2003, while they were fighting Afghanistan, killing thousands of people, just to prove that there is freedom for people, you know, just to change, you know, the laws there to be democratic countries. So I really want, I don't understand this.
for those of you that have friends or family members that have been detained, have you heard anything about the treatment of the detainees inside, what the conditions are like?
Actually, my husband's being treated very well. I haven't heard any complaints from him. The food's not that great.
We heard they were giving everybody ham sandwiches.
Well, my husband doesn't eat pork, so...
Yeah, so, no, you know, most Muslims don't eat pork, but I mean, you know, most of the people that are being detained, at least about half of them are Muslim.
You know, he just lives, pretty much survives on bread and whatever else they give him, you know. He isn't eating much. He's so stressed that he's going to be deported and everything, you know. It's...
Do you guys have any children?
I have one child, his stepson, and my son's missing him a lot, you know.
It's incredible. So, what about the response from your communities? I mean, is there anyone, you know, are you being afforded help within your communities, resources within?
The problem is the Tunisian community is very, very small in the Bay Area, so we're trying actually to get together, help each other, but, you know, at this time, especially after this deadline, let's say 75% of the Tunisian community in San Francisco or in the Bay Area will be detained. So I really don't know how to help all of those peoples, you know, because it's really hard. Like, if somebody get detained, you know, like, we get together, we help them, we get them out, but now most of the people are inside, are detained, so we really don't know. Some people already left some money for their friends to bail them out, but not a lot of them. So we really don't know how to do this.
Do you guys feel like you have access to a competent lawyer that could help you out? I mean, has there been a shortage of that or enough to go around?
The only problem is the Tunisian community is kind of apart from the other Arabic communities, since we have like different mentalities and we're a little bit different than the Middle Eastern people, so they don't really accept us in their community, but we're trying really hard to, you know, to get help from anybody and everybody that we can get, you know, through to. I talked to some people and they give us some numbers and we will try to help everybody.
Well, thank you guys very much for talking with us. I've been talking with Sabil Medid, and what was your name? I'm sorry?
Georgina Jabali.
Georgina Jabali, whose husband has still been inside after 3 days of being interrogated as a detainee. So you're listening to San Francisco Liberation Radio, 93.7 FM.